How do we make our city more resilient in the face of storms like Sandy or other shocks like stock market crashes? That's the question at the center of a forum at the Brooklyn Academy of Music today, hosted by the organization PopTech and co-sponsored by WNYC. The Associated Press did a survey that helps answer this question, and Jennifer Agesta, AP's Director of Polling, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you surveyed 2,000 people affected by Sandy to find out what helps a neighborhood bounce back from disaster. What did you find out?
People actually said that their most helpful source of aid during the storm and in its immediate aftermath was really their friends, family, and neighbors, whether those people were close by or further away, where far fewer people actually found help from government organizations like FEMA or their state government, or even, you know, their local electric and gas utilities trying to get the power back on.
Now, how do demographics affect the recovery, like how wealthy a community is or how many elderly people are there?
Factors actually are less important in a community's recovery and resilience than factors like how well connected communities are. We found that those that were most recovered were places where people had said that they received help from their friends and neighbors, whereas those communities that are less recovered currently are the same communities where you saw things like higher reports of looting or vandalism or stealing.
You know, we saw lots of pictures of Governors Christie and Cuomo after Sandy in the field taking action. How did citizens view the response from the government, and how about nonprofits?
From the government in particular, only about a quarter said their state governments were helpful, and only one in five really said the federal government was helpful, and that's among those people who actually asked those organizations for help. And in the hardest hit areas, those who say their communities were most affected, about half of people in those communities tended to reach out to the federal government. Local sort of charitable organizations were viewed as a bit more helpful, but they were less often reached out to than friends or family. You had, you know, almost half saying that their neighbors shared food or water or access to power, and, you know, were really their support system during the storm.
You know, the rebuilding process, of course, has been very expensive. How did the people you surveyed feel about the price tag of government spending on the recovery?
You know, we didn't really ask about whether the costs were worth it. But overall, most people feel their recovery is going fairly well. 55% say their neighborhoods are, in fact, completely recovered. And only about 6% say there's been little or no recovery in their immediate community. Obviously, those that were more deeply affected are less likely to say that they've recovered so far. About 4 in 10 in those hardest hit neighborhoods say that their neighborhoods are less than halfway recovered at this point.
And just, I guess, briefly to wrap up, you asked if the storm brought out the best in people or the worst. What did you find?
We found that 77% said that the storm actually brought out the best in their neighbors. You also had about 3 in 10 saying that they made new friends or met their neighbors for the first time as a result of the storm. And around a quarter, say that their communities are actually closer now than they were before the storm hit. So these community connections and close-knit neighborhoods are actually growing as a result of the storm.
Jennifer Agesta is Director of Polling for the Associated Press. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.